Vayter in Shas. We are in Kiddushin Daf Chav Ches. Picking up on Chav Zayim Beis Bet Abba on the page. Second to last line. Let's begin. We left off talking about Gilgul Shavua. We found the Mar Makom for the concept that you can roll over a Shavua onto something that you wouldn't normally be able to make a Shavua to. Ashkan Sota di Sura. Sanal Gemara says, okay, fine. Listen, we brought it from Sota. So we understand by Sota, which is an issue of Isser. Mamonim Yinolan, how do we know we can do Gilgul Shavua when it comes to Mamon, when it comes to cash money? We know that Mamonim Yisur, Lo Yifidim, we can't learn that Mamon from Isser. Says Gemara, Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, Kalva Chomer, it's Kalva Chomer. Uma Sota, we know that by the Sota, beep, turn the page. Chav Chesam Alaf, Shalom Nali Tava Be'ed Echad, Megalgalin, which we know the original Shavua can't be caused to happen through only one aid, but yet what happened is we can be megalgalin mamon shenitan li tava beidechad, and the mamon which we know you can cause someone to do a swear on the condition of having one aid, ain't no din she megalgalin. Of course you should be able to do megalgalin. Rashi says es shavua so lashbia begilgal. There's a gemara ashkan bevadai safik minalan. We found a raya, or a source, a makor, for a situation of vada. Rashi says, "Magalgan shvua tainis bari bedavar shein chayavin alav shvua," where you can't normally put a shvua, but if you have a tainis bari, like I'm certain, kigon karkoyus o shalo hoda b'miksa shemagalgan oso im nischayav lo shvua b'makom acher. Once you have the opening for makom acher, then you can go and push onto this as well. But suffik minahan, even in the case of a suffik, you can do such a thing. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, b'shemim ben yochaya, omer, and nemra shvua b'chutz, v'nemra shvua b'fnim. We find that we say there's such a concept of shvua by outside, meaning all the shvuas that are done for dinei mamonos are done by bati dinim, were outside the Beis HaMikdash, Beit HaMikdash, v'nemra shvua b'fnim. We also find b'fnim, which is referencing verses, the sota shemesh b'yin asal b'azara, the swear is done on the inside. Mashvua amura b'fnim, just like the one said inside, asal b'safik gevadei. The Torah treats a safik, meaning the case of a sota, we don't know for sure if something happened there, but it's treated like a vadei, meaning we allow this megal we made a suffix like a wadai, and we allowed to go be megalgal shvua in such a case. Vayter, the Gemara says, "Ad hechan? How far? Ad hechan gilgal shvua? How far does it go?" Rashi explains, "Kochah shel gilgal galgal davar shein hishpan alav." How far does it go? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav de Amar Lei. He shavali shein avdiata. You should swear to me that you're not my eved. Now, what in the world is going on over here? You can't just make somebody swear that you're not his eved. But if you're doing for something else, you can continue on to elders. Rashi says, "Amelei avdiata, afilu zu megalgalin." Even this, you can go and do it. Imischayev lo shavua mimakom acher. Maskana mefarish may rabusa mikarka da'amer adhechan. We're going to see what the chiddush is over here. Okay, so now we're seeing at this stage of Yehuda is talking about that the person is claiming he's an Eved Kenani. Says Gemara, "Ahu shamute mishamten lei." In such a case, we would make somebody, we put something in Cherim for saying and calling somebody an Eved Kenani without a riot that the person is Eved Kenani. And in such a case, we would not cause a person to go and swear that it's not true. The time runs out of Brisa. Akor lechaver Eved, someone who calls his friend an Eved, Rashi says Eved Kenani. You don't talk like that. The person's a nido. That's just how you mean that. Ososhim zalzel be Yisrael kol kach. It's such a zilzul. Afim zalzul bo. So he himself gets put in cherem. Mamzer, you call someone a mamzer. Not nice. Sofik is a bar. Another person gets malchus. Rashi says how you konsin makus mardus v'nechele ha minido. And that's less intense than nidoi. Okay. Rasha. Someone calls somebody Rasha. Then yori yimo lechayev the. The guy who gets called that is able to get into his business, get into his cash. Rashi says that Klomer Lazu ain't based in his kakin, aval hu mutter lishnoso. It's mutter from the hatem, va'aflamayit parnasoso. He's going to take away from his money, v'leir luminoso, to go into his cash. Basin's not going to make such a knas over here, but okay, if he hates him and he tries to go ahead and let's say start businesses against him, that he could do such a thing. However, this kind of goes against Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it can go that far. Like before we said, the Amalei Shavali Shein Avdiata. So wait a minute, you're not my Eved. That's how far he wants to go. We see if we get the person behaving such a way, calling someone an Eved Kanani. So then that person gets into Shamta. What's going on here? Ella Amar Rava. Rava says what's called an extreme situation of a Begalgan Shavua. That's a case that where somebody says Yishala li shalo nimkarta li be'eved ivri. Swear to me, you were never sold to me as an eved ivri. As not an eved kedai, but as an eved ivri. So that's not an insult anymore. Says Gemara, hold on 1 second. Hai tainosim al yisahi. That's pure and proper, and that's fine. Rashi says below Gilgul Nami. You have a mode of a mitzvah, even with no Gilgul, if it's mode of mitzvah. Oh, haya lo eid echad, haya chayv shavuah. The tainus metatlin he will do. It's considered metatlin. Shetovo peulasa. He's being tovei his work. Oh, gerono to pay off what was left. My rabusa the high mishar Gilgul shavuah. What is this chiddush over here from the rest of them? Back in the Gemara, hay tainusim al yisi. Mamona is legabe. Since he says that he owes him money, his money by him. So why over here, why should it be that why then should the demand for a shavua to go against this consider something that's extreme? For the Gemara, Rava Latame, Rava goes going to his own logic of Evid Ivri, Dama Rava, Evid Ivri Gufo Kanoi. He's of the opinion, we saw this earlier in Dav Tez Zion, that in Evid Ivri, his servant's body is owned by the master for the time that he's working over them, and therefore it can be considered like karka and not like metaltalin, and still that's the chiddush over here. That's the chiddush that it can go and be megalgal shvuah on us. Rashi says, ihachi, hainu karka. If that's true, then that's the case of karka that we said already, then we can be megalgal shvuah. Rashi says, vah taninan la, mostly it's the megalgal my rabusa. You have to say, what kind of chiddush is this? Ma'od Tema says, Gemara, you may have said that the shvua can only be on karka. Karka hu da'av the inshin to bezabin. It's in because land sometimes sold privately in Isa Dezabin. And even if it's true that you bought this land, less lay kala, there's no kol about it. So people don't know about it. And therefore, you have to be Megalgun Shvuah, but when it comes to Eved Ivri, Im Isa Dezabin, if it's really true that he bought him, Kaliuslay, then it's known that that's the case. And therefore, you could say that the lack of knowledge of people knowing about this must be you don't believe it, and that therefore you can't go and be Megalgun Shvuah. And so the Gemara, Kamashmalan, you could even do it in this case as well. Zok, the next mission, we're going to work into the world now of Chalipin. So we say like this, Kol Anasa Damin Ba'acher, someone who uses money for something else. Rashi explains that means we're saying here, Shadarku Laseso Bidamim Kishakon Chafitzechad. When I'm going to go and I take something from you, I'll give you money for it. Rashi says, Vahasha Sakatatatam at the Bea Asalashmin, and this coin's coming to teach you, Kevin Shazacha Zen is Chayev Zeb Khalifov. As soon as I give you the coin, you now have to give me the shoes. Heicha. Let's read inside now. As soon as the seller, he goes ahead and he takes the money, then the buyer has to go and give over what he has to give him. Let me say that more clearly. As soon as I give the money, if I'm the buyer, I give it to the seller. Now the thing that I'm trying to get from him now belongs to me. I give it to him. He takes the money, and now whatever it is he has to give to me now belongs to me. So if something happens to it, I'm the one who loses out, and not the one who was giving to me. Kate said, "What's the case?" Hechlev shor bapar. If one wants to exchange an ox for a cow, or chamor b'shor, kevin shezacha zeh. As soon as one takes possession of the animal and it becomes his, the schayv zebachilafav bechalifav. The other one is now takes responsibility for the exchange of that. So something happens to it, it's on him. He loses out. Fracta Gemara, the first case we spoke about, chalip and my nihu. What was being used in order to enact the chalip? And Rashi says, my nihu. Oh, let's see the Gemara first. Matbea, a coin. Shma mina matbea nasan chalipin. So you want to say that, similarly, that means to say that a coin is able to be used as chalipin. We know that's generally not the case, so. Says Rashi, shehu hanitein damim ba'acher, bechol makum bashmin, and Masni said, the afaga b'toris damim kaimelon, the lokanim, he said, it doesn't work b'toris damim, kiavi le b'toris chalipin, kind of, it's given over. It's chalipin, etaka does work. What the Mishnah is trying to tell us over here is that even though money can't be used in order to acquire metaltalin through kinyan kesef, but a coin can be used for kinyan chalipin. However, this is where things get messy, and Rashi brings down that the Gemara of Metziah brings that a coin is not able to be used for chalipin. Now there really is a machlokas over there
that if a coin can be used for chalipin, and it comes out that a coin cannot be used. And the reason is that one who uses a coin then is using the value in mind, and this value can be knocked out by the government. So now, says the Gemara, what's going on over here? So we say, no. This means to say, kol hanishom damim ba'acher, anyone, pardon, anything, which the value has to be assessed. You got to figure it out in order to use it as payment for something else, meaning for metaltalin other than a coin. Beep, turn the page. Achav chesam beis. Kevin shezacha ba nischai b'chalipin. Once the seller takes possession of it, now the buyer takes responsibility for the things being exchanged for it because it took effect. This transaction took effect. Rashi brings down that we know that we learned out the idea of Kinyan Chalipin from the Sefer of Rus, and that Boaz goes and he acquires property, like a whole house stuff, with giving over a shoe. So you would think, Salka Daitech, that only things like a shoe would fall into this category of what's called Kalim, that could be used for Chalipin. And our mission is coming to tell you, not true, that any type of metaltalin can be used. And according to this, the point of the mission is not telling us that coins can be used for Chalipin, but just the opposite, that all metaltalin except for coins are going to be used for Chalipin. And Deikonami, we could also bring it's also Masha, we could see it and infer it from the Mishnah itself, the Gatani, because the Mishnah says, Ketzad, how so? Meaning, what's an example of that which we said in the first part of the Mishnah, the Hechlev Shor Bapar, or Chamor, Beshor, Shma Amina, that is coming to tell us that when it comes to metaltalin in general, but not coins, those can be used for Chalipin. Ulamai de Salik Adaitin Meikara. But that which we thought originally, the Matabeya Nasa Chalipin, you can use that. My Ketzad, then what does it mean when it says Ketzad? How do we understand the end of it? Havale Rashi says, Havale the Mistake Ketzad Hechlef Mos, Papara. How do we understand? Hachka, what does it mean to say? Peros Nami of the Chalipin, that Peros, produce, can also be used in order to for Chalipin to work. Ketzad, how does that work? Hechlev Besar Shor Bapara, someone would make an exchange of meat of an ox for a cow, of Besar Chamor Beshor, or of a donkey for an ox. Kevin Shezacha Zeh, once one of them is taken possession, then it's Chai B'Chalipin, it's the other guy takes some responsibility for the thing that they're doing Chalipin over. Sounds like we're saying right now that when it comes to chalipin, you got anything which is metaltalin can be used, and this includes things of like fruit of peros. Honey, chalav Rav Sheshis works according to Rav Sheshis, damar peros avdi chalipin, that should work. Elor of Nachman, damar peros lo avdi chalipin. According to him, that says that peros do not work for chalipin. We saw way back in Dav Ches and Bava Metzia as well. Then Mike, remember what we're going to say now. The Mishnah is going against Reb Nachman. What are we going to do with that? We have now another way of explaining the Mishnah based on that. Hachiyam, this is what it means to say, Yesh damim shehen kechalipin. There is types of money that works like chalipin. Ketzad, how so? Look, it's not actually chalipin, it's like it. Ketzad, hechlef demei shor bepar. If one gives the money of an ox for a cow, o demei chamor beshor, or he gives the money owed for a donkey for an ox, it works. My timer, why would you do like this? Because Savar Lach Rav Yochanan, he holds like Rav Yochanan that we saw earlier in the Masechta as well. Rashi says, Tana de Masisa Rav Yochanan, da Amr, Mashiach, and Darbaran Yisa. That is what? Da Amr, Dvar Torah, Mos Konos. Really, money goes in that itself, goes and acquires Metatalan. Why is the Chaman come along and say that really Mashiach does by pulling it and money doesn't? Because Gzer Shem Yomer Lo, maybe he's going to say to him, this if I go and I buy wheat that's yours and it's in your attic and I go and I say, here's the money, and then that actually worked. Really, Midar said it does, but Midar Banu said it doesn't, because if I give you the money and then there's some sort of fire with the wheat, you are not going to go do anything about it because it really belongs to you anymore. Therefore, he said, nope, that you have to make sure that we are gozer over here. That's not going to work. Says the Gemara, but Milsa, the Shriach goes Rabbanan. Okay, something which is Shriach, something which is normal, they did. They made Xerah. Milsa, lo Shriach, lo goes Rabbanan. But it comes to something which is not normal, the Chachamim weren't goes there. Like an example like we brought, that buying an object with cancellation of a loan, they didn't make such a Gezerah. and therefore money still is going to work in order to acquire. Says Gemara, well, the Rish Lakish, this doesn't work according to him. The Amar Meshicha Mefuresh is Min HaTorah. He says, what are you talking about? Really, Meshicha is Mefuresh. In the Torah, Kedusha Rash says, V'yolof La, we learn it out from Me'okano Miyada Misecha, V'lo Shno Lo Shricha De Meshicha. There's no difference between the two. So he says it's learned out explicitly. It's going to work with Metaltalin, but when it comes to money, then even with the Raisa, it's not going to work. So how do we understand the Mishnah? It makes sense if Rav Sheshes is going to be maskim. If Rish Lakish is maskim to Rav Sheshes, Tamar Peros Avdi Chalipin, it says that Peros, for the produce, is able to be used for Chalipin, Matar, it's Rav Sheshes. You can explain the Mishnah like Rav Sheshes, that the Mishnah is talking about Chalipin, done with that. Eliyamar, Isavar Lakh Rav Nachman, Tamar Peros Lavdi Chalipin, Matbea Lokani, if you say that Peros do not work for Chalipin, and Matbea is not able to be Kone at all, but my Mokila, how is he going to explain the Mishnah? After the Gemara, Karchach, Rav Sheshes really must be his holding, like the opinion, the Rish Lakish is going according to Rav Sheshes, that it does work, that produce works for Chalipin. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah, Rish HaGavoa B'Kesef, that is, Rish HaGavoa is talking about, says Rashi, B'Gemara first, the most hektish konos, the money of hektish is kone. That is, with money, you can go and buy land. When it comes to hedyot, like a regular transaction between people, it works with chazaka, right? She says, meshicha. It's going to work with some sort of meshicha, of pulling it over. Pardon, I think I'm going to be sticking my word in there. We're not talking about land, we were talking about metaltalin. Now, next in, amirasa legavoa, just being declaring something, you want to consecrate something to hektish, then amirasa legavoa, just declaring it itself, is already effective and it works. I said before, so Gemara. Then, I'm sorry, amirasa legavoa, kemisirasa lehedyot. Just saying it by gavoa is like giving over by a hedyot, by giving it over by a regular case of someone outside of Beis HaMikdash. Tanu Rabbanan, kesed rishus legavoa bekesef. What does it mean over here? How does the rishus legavoa bekesef, how does that work? Gizbar shenasa ma'os bebehema. Let's say the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, she gives money to a regular citizen here, and he gives it over for an animal. Rashi says we're giving over the money in order for a carbon sibor. Afilu behema besofa olam. Even the animals at the other side of the world, it's not here right now, still kana, it works. The transaction comes through. Behedyot, when it comes to the idea of a regular person, even after he gave the money, still it doesn't work. Lo kana achim shalcha, doesn't work until he does meshicha. Now, kesed amirasa legavah, what is this idea of declaring something to gavah? Someone says, this shore, this ox, is for an ola. By is a hektish, or he says, this is hektish. Even if it's the end of the world, it works. It's kona. When it comes to a hedyot, it doesn't work with animals or houses. Beep, turn the page, chavtesim off. Achi yimshoch, until he does. Meshicha, and that's talking about, Rashi says, Bishor. V'yachzik, or does chazaka, that's talking about bias with a house. Mashcha b'mane, as Rashi explains, that if a private citizen, a hedyot, and chafetz shel hektish man a gizbar b'mane, let's say if a regular person who draws near a object that's already consecrated when it's worth a mane, v'lo hispik liftoso, but didn't have time to go redeem it, ad she'amad b'masayim, until the value went up to 2 mane, at the 200 dinar, nosan masayim, he has to pay the 200 dinar. My time, why is it that he pays the cost of the time when the payment's going through, and not when the time actually did the Meshicha? V'nosan ha-kesef v'kam lo, because the Torah says he shall give the money as it become his, which means it's only at the time that he actually pays for it that it's actually going to happen. Now, we go on with the opposite, Mashcha b'masayim. Let's say you have this private guy who goes and he draws his Meshicha on someone from Hector, and it's worth 200 dinar, and v'lo hispik liftoso, but didn't get a chance to be poded, ad she'amid b'maneh, no sabasayim, until he gets some money, you still have to give 200. My taima, because lo yeh koach hedyot chamer mehektash. Can't say the koach of a hedyot is more chamer, it's on a higher level than that of hektash. It's a zilzu over here. Now for the Gemara, says that Padoba Messiah, let's say he redeemed something which is hektish and it's worth 200, below his big Moshe, but he didn't yet have a chance to do Mashiach. Acha Amara goes on to Mara, no some time, he still gives 200. My time I'll come, Vinasana Kesav come low, because the Torah says he shall give the money and it shall become his, which means that something is hektish becomes his as soon as he goes and he pays for it. Padoba Mara, if he's Padoba Mara, below his big Moshe, do Mashiach, Acha Amara Messiah. Masha pada pada venos and alamana, that which he redeemed, he redeemed has to give except for 100. Amai, why only a mana? Hachanami name, I want to be said, we hear lohi koa hedjit chamer hektish, that koa hedjit shouldn't be more than hektish. Says the Gemara, otu hedjot lav bar, lav bamisha parakoi. Wrong trap. Otu hedjot lav bamisha parakoi? Would a private person not get a misha para? Misha para is something we learn above a mitzia. Like someone who gets cursed and gets punished if he goes and he backs out on the deal, which the money already happened, he would get in such a case. So therefore, by keeping it the price that it is, at the time that he pays, is not considered a weakness in reference to a private person over here. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.